Good evening. We're going to discuss the Sugyam Psachim and Chaf Tes Amud Beis and Lamed Amud Aleph about Tarovos Chametz, both Tarovos Chametz during Pesach as well as after Pesach. So the Gemara here to start off in Chaf Tes Amud Beis has three shittos about Tarovos Chametz during and after Pesach. We have Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav holds, not to go through all of them now because we're not out of time for that really, but basically Rav holds that, Shmuel also holds that chametz during Pesach Pemino is aser b'mashahu, a tiny drop of chametz, if it's mixed in with other similar material will not be butzel no matter what, because they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that b'mino is not butzel, even b'mashahu is no bitzel. However, though, they differ. They also disagree, which is not our point now. But mean b'sheinu mina during Pesach is that also to make zera alt mean b'mina during Pesach. That's not our issue. However, after Pesach, there's another fundamental with Rav and Shmuel here. The Rav holds that even after Pesach, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that chametz shavur la Pesach is aser. It's aser min haTorah and so forth. However, Shmuel holds, like Rav Shimon, the chametz after Pesach is only knas rabbanan, and therefore bittul is much easier to come by. So, Rishon, we're going to discuss. The Rishonim have a lot of points in this. I'm trying to go through them and try to understand the sugi in that light, Rosh Hashem. Before we do that, just one more thing, which is the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava hilchas chametz mesmano beim mino beim shlob mino aser b'mashahu." That's our girsa, Kurav. And shlob bismano beim mino beim shlob mino. Mutcher Krib Shimon. So Rav Paskins, this machlokas through machlokas Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, how do we hold? So our girsa is that he says that chametz bizmano, chametz during Pesach, is going to be aser b'mashahu. That's going to be like Rav, even though the rice is aser b'mashahu. Rav holds if it's mivimino, the gezera mivim v'sheinu mino. So during Pesach, there's no bitul no matter what. And after Pesach, it's like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds after Pesach, it's only knas. Therefore, whether it's whatever type of tarovis you have, however that it works out, it's going to be mutcher. After Pesach, chametz is going to be mutcher b'tarovis. Question is, what is Rav saying? The first machlokas here is, what is Rav posting? What is he saying here? So we have four sheets here. Rashi says that Rav, and most don't agree to this, but Rashi says that Rav is himself poskening like Rav, which is the mean b'mino is not batel, and therefore Pesach, like any other machalas siras, mean b'mino is not batel, period, and that's it. And the raisa level, and that's it. And mean b'sheinu mino during Pesach is going to be exer and so forth. But Rashi holds, which is not like Rav Rishon, not the way we hold here, which is that all machalas siras, mean b'mino, there is no bittel, and that's talking why Rav says that hilchsa chametz bizmano is always going to be asher b'mashim. If mean b'mino is the raisa, b'sheinu mino is the rabbanan. The other Rishonim, there are three other sheets in Rishonim which I'd like to discuss here, actually. Rabbeinu Tam, the second sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, there's long Tosfos here, has sheet of Rabbeinu Tam addresses some issues. The second sheet, he says, is that really, the Girsa is not Aser B'mashahu. Really, during Pesach even, Chametz is Batzel, B'nosan Tam, Batzel B'shishim, however we refer to it, there is no such thing as Aser B'mashahu of Chametz during Pesach. And Rabbeinu David concurs to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the second sheet of Rabbeinu David hold, Chametz during Pesach is also like anything else. There's no special chumra of it not being Batzel, Afilu B'mashahu. It's Batzel B'shishim, B'nosan Tam, but like everything else. That's Rabbeinu Tam, and that is Rabbeinu David. And the Ron also in the back, the Ron concurs with that as well, the Maskana. He concurs with that as well. Another shita is...
Wait, so therefore, how does he learn the Gemara?
He learns that the Girsa of Mashu is not included. Mashu is not part of the text.
When Rav...
Yeah. They don't have Mashu. It's like anything else, like any other Isurim they hold. That's when, and we're going to get to the Hezrishim. There are two other ways to learn this, though. One way to learn it is that it really is Aser B'mashahu, but for another reason, a Drabbanan reason. Either it's Aser B'mashahu because Chametz is a Dover Sheish L'Matirin, since Chametz during Pesach either will become Mutcher once the Deraisa din of Chametz falls off, will be Mutcher, Midaraisa, so therefore it's Dover Sheish L'Matirin. Some Rishonim say that. Some Rishonim say it's Dover Sheish L'Matirin for another reason, because since, as we see, you can make a Tarovis of the Chametz after Pesach, make a Tarovis, mix it together with something else, you can do that as Mutcher, therefore Chametz is Dover Sheish L'Matirin because you can make it Mutcher by making it into a Tarovis. So some Rishonim say that Chametz is not Batul, it's Aser B'mashahu, only as a derabbanan davar sheish matirin. And they said that Rav said this, but not the time made to Rav. Rav was not really saying Rav's reason. Rav's reason is also mean a Torah, it's not batal b'mashu. But Rav was saying for another reason, it's not batal afil b'mashu, it's also b'mashu, because it's davar sheish matirin, because either the derais, the din of chametz, is going to fall off at the end of Pesach, and chametz will be mutter in a Torah, or because you can take chametz, and the tarovitz of chametz we know is after Pesach is mutter. If you take chametz several of Pesach and mix it with other foods, it can become mutter. Therefore, since chametz can become mutter after Pesach, it's a davar sheish l'matirin, and therefore there is no butzel on a derabanan level. There's one more opinion in Rishonim, which is the first sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and this is the Rabbeinu David himself concurs with this, which is that there's a din derabanan of chumra de chametz. Chumra de chametz. Chametz, somehow, Hashem will discuss it, chametz is so chumra, you see there's a chiv kares, there's also bal yer, bal yamot saying, chametz is so chumra, therefore, Rabbanan made another stricture that it's not us, that it's usr, it's not batl, afilu b'mashu. They inspected the level of bitzel. They said it's usr, afilu b'mashu, as part of its chumra, part of its stricture. It already has strictures, the chumra enhanced or added safeguards to this chumra, the stricture of chametz that the Torah starts off with. So what are these different shitas holding? Let's try to analyze the machloksim. In terms of the last thing we discussed, chumra de chametz, I think that's the most novel idea. We don't, the Rishonim here we have don't explain really how this is, what it how it works. The Rabbanan made a chumra de chametz, it's also a filo b'mashu. Our boss and I were learning last night, he had a very nice hesber, but I'm going to say something else, and if it's probably not as, you know, whatever, but either he'll hopefully listen to things about it. See, chametz we know is the only is also because chayav karis for chilas chametz. It's a very unusual thing, chayav karis for chametz, especially since chametz year round is mutter anyway. So the chayav karis for chametz is very unusual. So the two ways I think to look at this chumra of this iser karis, this chayav karis that chametz is encumbered with. On one hand, you can look at it, which is probably the most simple way. It's a chumra, chumra de chametz. Chametz has a, however it is, as a machalos asuros is so chumra that it has chiyuv kares, has bayir rabbanim matzeh to keep people away from it. That's the chumra is about it because it's so chumra. That's one way to look at it. That's chumra de chametz. In other words, the machalos asuros aspect of chametz is somehow so potent. Isur level is so high. But there are other hachakas that are created as part of it. That's chomer de chametz, a special chomer to it. However that is, the Rishonim is not elaborate, but I think that's one way to say it. The other way to say is that chametz has kares, but where's the kares coming from? I did not find this in Rishonim. I looked in the Rishonim, I did not find this in Medrashei Chazal, Halachic Medrashei, I cannot find it. So it's a novel suggestion. If you don't like it, I understand. But perhaps, the kares of chametz is not coming from the chametz itself, not from the chomer of the chametz itself. Where's it coming from? We know there's an issur in the Torah. This is in the end of Mishpatim and Shmos and Perek Chaf Gimel Halacha. Sorry, Pasuk Yud Ches. It says Lo Tishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi, which is the Rishonim, the Gemara says. Rishonim would say is that a person's not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach, and he still has chametz, or he can't be a member of a chabura. Say he has a chabura that has a Pesach, has Pesach shechted for it. They can't eat the chametz. They can't shecht the Pesach if they still own chametz. They possess chametz at all. There's an iser to shecht the korban Pesach if a person retains chametz, possesses it while it's shecht. The Shonim say also other ways as well. I think that is the achilas of chametz. Either way, that's the iser. What do we see from here? We see from here an interesting idea. Being mevatel the korban Pesach, only Pesach and Milo, their bitul of an asay, incurs kares. So a person mevatel the korban Pesach, he's chayav kares. We see that chametz itself is a koach that can be mevatel the korban Pesach. It's also mina Torah. There's no kares. It's mina Torah though to shech the korban Pesach if one possesses chametz. So you see that chametz is something that impedes the fulfillment of the korban Pesach. In other words, it's something that itself brings about or enables the chiyuv kares to be chal. So I think maybe that's the pshat. It could possibly be that the reason that the theory, the derech methodology for deriving, for having a chiyuv kares for chametz comes from the korban Pesach itself, just like we have mitzvahs. Say we have our mina matzukas really in the mikdash. There's one form, and gerulin is an extension of the mikdash. So too here is the iser of having chametz during Pesach, and therefore causing a bittul of the korban Pesach, incurring kares. that karis perhaps was translated over to the achilas chametz itself. See, achilas chametz is so having chametz itself is so potent that it can cause one to incur karis. Therefore, the Torah said that chametz, if you eat chametz, if you do the high, if you engage with chametz in the most direct, close manner, you incur karis for that. It's a derivation of the karis of the korban pesach, because chametz is related to korban pesach directly, and that direct relationship of chametz and korban pesach, that one is makkah of the other.
But there's no karis by korban pesach.
For failing to bring the korban pesach, there's no person's guy of karis.
Right.
So therefore, since possessing chametz ushers a person from bringing the korban pesach, it's an ikuv in the korban pesach, right? Therefore, perhaps therefore it causes a person to incur karis, since one has chametz. He prevents the shechitas korban, and he brings upon himself karis. So therefore, it could be somehow that the karis of the korban pesach relates to chametz. We see the korban pesach and chametz are related. Perhaps that's the idea. Perhaps the karis of chametz is derived, I'm suggesting, from the karis of korban pesach, since one is ma'akev of the other.
But let's say there's not as that, we don't have korban pesach.
That's what I'm saying.
We still have karis by chametz.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not.
If it's stolen korban pesach, yeah. Why should it apply as korban
pesach? But I mean that's the source. That's the derivation. That's the source. But I don't mean to say that only if you have it during the shechita. For that, there's no karis anyway. It's only for a person having it during the shechita. It's just a stamalav. But I'm saying that it's derived from that concept. In other words, the original paradigm vision of the negative role of chametz is its involvement with the korban pesach. That it prevents the korban pesach. It causes a person to incur karis. So somehow, perhaps, the Torah in general transposed the idea of karis, which connects chametz to korban pesach. The following, which is that chametz, the karis of chametz is not inherent with this within itself. It's a derivation. The karis of chametz is a derivation from the karis of the korban pesach. According to the first mahalach, which is certainly through the pashtus, we're saying that the chametz itself is a mahalach asurus that has a very high Homer, high level of strictures to it, therefore it's high of karis. It's part of the Homer of chametz. The inherent quality, the inherent din of this malchus source called chametz has karis, because it's Homer. It's Homer, and therefore it has karis, and has bal yeroa, and has other halakhos that apply to it. It's a very strict yisur. Malchus source of the highest nature, so it's the highest quality. Or you can say, no, the chi of karis is not coming from the halakhos source itself. It's derived from some other halacha, which has nothing to do with mahalas asuras. It's transposed from the korban pesach, since that's its historical relationship that it has. And since it's not inherent, it's not coming from the halachos of chametz, it's coming from somewhere else, therefore there's no chumra to chametz. I know this is a very novel idea, this is not the pashtus. The pashtus is like Rabbi Balsam suggesting, when I learned with him last night, I don't suggest an alternative way to learn this.
I don't understand. If you're saying that the whole thing is just a question of philosophical explanation,
no, that's philosophical.
And you're completely ignoring the source, why do you care about the fact that it comes from the korban pesach? The maisa, you're saying it's not talmud korban pesach. Look, you can't have your cake.
No, I'm trying to say
it's talmud korban pesach or it's not.
I'm trying to say.
So the maisa is telling me it's not.
They're not practically.
They're not
talmud. And that's the person. That's the person. The shechti. They're not totally.
They're not talmud.
Right.
Like bismana said, we don't have.
No, of course. Right.
So therefore, what is the significance of the fact that it comes and is derived from korban pesach, and what does that have to do with the fact of whether we're going to apply the Humra of Chametz?
No, the same thing.
What does Bittul have to do with Korban Pesach?
No, it's very good because.
Why is it very good?
No, this is the answer for you. Guys, there was two questions earlier. The first question is, it's true. As long as that person is still chayav karis if he eats chametz and there's no korban pesach to even talk about.
Right.
That's true. I'm not saying that they're not practically totally zebezet. I'm saying that derivationally, their derivation is from korban pesach. That's the first thing I'm suggesting. It's very good because we're saying that there's the whole idea of chametz. Word in Misakin, there's no bitul because of the Homer. So it's a Homer of it as a harchaka, let's say, because she went over, there's no bitul. You cannot rely upon bitul, they said. Don't rely upon bitul. Now, if something is inherent, the Mahalas Surah itself has an inherent Homer to it, I'd understand. That makes sense to say that. But there's nothing inherently Homer about Chametz. The Chi of Karis is because of its historical relationship with something else. But it's not inherent to the Korban, to it. To
but it,
it
inherent is inherent.
To it.
Just because you have a historical relationship doesn't make it not inherent. That's my point. Okay, very nice for your historical relation. But bottom line is, Chametz is Chi of Karis. Does it really make a difference how got involved? No. You completely don't care about the source. Lemaisa, it has Karis. Why do we care about the fact that it historically came from Korah Pesach? Legabe the Chumra. Bottom line, it's Karis, just like any other food that has Karis. So we have other foods that are Chayav Karis. Chelev is Chayav Karis. Uh-huh. So do we care about the historical significance of Chelev?
No,
it doesn't make a difference.
Bottom line is,
it has Karis, so who cares?
I'm not trying to give Tamei Mitzvah.
But that's what you're doing. You are. Maybe you're not trying, but you are doing that.
Okay. I'll just say one more thing, and I'll concede to you, and then we'll go back to Mishnah.
Okay.
All I meant to say is I'm trying to say that its relationship, the Karis relates to the Chametz, not coming from the Chametz itself. It relates to the Chametz due to the fact that the Chametz has another quality to it for Karbonis. Nothing to do about the Chametz. It's not inherent to the Chametz. It's coming from the fact that it's Ma'aki of the Karbon. That's all I'm suggesting.
But you understand, this is all historical. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is, forget about your history. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is, just because historically it evolved based on Korban fat, but bottom line is, it becomes a Machal. The history is just background.
No, but everyone. Everyone agrees it's Chayav Karis.
Unless you can give me a halachic connection between Chametz and Korban Pesach, you know, just because historically it evolved.
No, there is a connection.
What's the halachic connection?
If a person has a Korban Pesach, yes, Chametz, he can't bring it. So Chametz, Afilu Bismanet, there might not be practical to fulfill it. But if he has a Mikdash, Chametz will have the quality of being Ma'aki of the Pesach. So therefore, the negative quality of Chametz is coming from.
But the Karis has nothing to do with it. Okay, there's a law. The Chametz won't allow him to bring a Korban Pesach. But it has nothing to do with the Karis.
It does have to do with the Karis. Because it's causing the person to be high of Karis.
But it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Because
can't bring the Pesach.
Look, either you say it's tolerant for Korban Pesach, or you don't.
I'll leave it this.
You have to be consistent.
No, I'm saying the
if
following.
You're going to tell me that this is history and background.
No, I don't mean just.
So then
just
it's not a halachic argument.
Sorry. Pesach has that quality. It has that quality that's ma'aki of the Korban Pesach. It has that quality.
Okay.
Now, practically, if you don't shut the Korban Pesach, there's nothing to be ma'aki, right? It doesn't have that quality. It's like a kohen. A kohen, he's also even Tamei Lameis. Let's say a kohen lives in a place that there are no basic varos. We say, oh, he's not a Kedushas kohen. He has Kedushas Kohen, he just can't apply it. But he has Kedushas Kohen. He has the law applying to him every second. He has Kedushas Kohuna. He can't work, he can't do anything with it right now. He lives in the place where there are no Mason, no Kedesh Kavaros, but he has that quality to him. So the Korban Pesach Chametz has that quality to it. It can't be utilized now unless there's a Korban Pesach that's Ma'akim, but it has that quality to it. It has that quality of impeding the Pesach to it. Even right now, it might not be applied, but there's no Korban Pesach, where the Kohen has no basic virus to go near. But it still has that quality to it, a halachic quality to it. That's what I mean to say.
And what does that have to do with people?
It's very good. Because the reason it has Karis, as I said, the mechanism by which the Karis comes is coming from without, not coming from within. And therefore, it's not an inherent chomer.
It doesn't make a difference.
But still, and if that's the case, then no...
Bottom line, it has Karis. I don't care about
it. I'm not saying it has history. I'm saying the force that's creating that, the force, the halachic force that's creating it. If you don't say that, then you can't give a chakira under any other understanding of this, because you're saying the Maisid has Karis, so therefore is a chomer chomer, yes or no?
That's not true. You could have other explanations. But all I'm saying is, if you just go with the background, so then the
it's a halachic quality that it has.
What halachic quality?
It is ma'akev. It is osir the havas hakorban shechitas hakorban pesach.
So what? It has nothing to do with the karis.
No, I'm trying to say that
the halachic quality doesn't relate to the karis.
It relates to the pesach. It relates to pesach. The pesach incurs karis. Failure to pesach incurs karis.
But we're not talking about pesach. We're not talking about karis for pesach. We're talking about karis. For the Chametz.
I know what I'm saying, but Chametz, okay, I'll Chametz derives that quality. Okay, let's go by it, I'm sorry.
I mean, this is Drush.
I don't think it is. Okay.
I think it is.
All right. So the Ron says this is not, Chametz is not a Dover Sheish L'Matzir for two reasons. He rejects both reasons that are given by some of the other Rishonim. He says, number one, it's true. there's an iser deraisa of chametz on the chametz during Pesach, and after Pesach. There's no longer an iser deraisa. The Ron said there's an iser derabanan. So who cares? It was also deraisa. Now it's not. It still is also. Rabbi Shlomo Tinner is a din derabanan. The din derabanan recognizes iserim derabanan. So if it was also deraisa, now the chametz continues and it's also on the derabanan level. It is practically, for practical purpose, it is still also. That's not a Rabbi Shlomo Tinner. Rabbi Shlomo Tinner is something will become mutter legamrei. It's not mutter legamrei. It was also deraisa. Now it's also derabanan. So it's also laolam. It's not a Rabbi Shlomo Tinner. That's what the Ron says. Other Rishonim obviously disagree. They say it's true. It is also now still. But deraisa fell off. Deraisa fell off. Therefore, from deraisa perspective, the iser isn't there. So what's this here? I think this is a standard machlokus. It was his above machlokus, which is, I think in this case, how do you view the iser on the chametz after Pesach? Chametz shel Pesach. What's the iser? Do you say that it's continuation of the old iser on drabana level? The rabbana extended the iser, so to say. It's only drabana, but it's an extension of the deraisa, and therefore that's what the Ron is saying. Therefore, there's no change. However, the other Rishonim who disagree with the Ron would say it's a new iser. The Ram implied a new iser. You don't view it as an extension. The first iser of the Torah went until the end of Pesach. That iser was terminated. Now there's a new iser. The Rabbanan plates upon it. They might run one into the other, but it's a new iser. It's not a continuation the way the Rabbanan formulated it. And therefore, they would say it is a Dov Shlomo Tinner. It is, because the first iser was Paka. New iser came, a new iser came. It doesn't affect the oldest. The oldest was Paka. That's simple, I think. The other machlokus though is as follows. The Ron says that it's also not Dov Shlomo Tinner against those who say that it is, because those who say that it is say, you know what, you can make a tarovis of this chametz. And making a tarovis will be matzah of the chametz. The chametz after Pesach, you can make a tarovis. Therefore, it's a Dov Shlomo Tinner. It's something literally that you can make it matzah, you can be matzah. The Ron says, no. Not at all. If you go ahead and you make it into something else, you made it into something else. That's nothing to do with the chametz, the quality of the chametz as it is. Chametz be'en, not davar shesh matirin. Chametz be'en is also the entire time. Later on you have a tarovis, so that's not chametz be'en anymore. That's not davar shesh matirin. The machlokas here is perhaps as follows. When we say that chametz is butl b'tarovis, or I say better, maybe not the word b'tarovis we shouldn't even use, but chametz b'tarovis is mutter. How does that work? There are many ways, so there are three or four ways to learn this, but I think the Ron, the other Rishonim at this point, might be saying as follows. What is the effect of the tarovis upon the chametz? The other Rishonim would say that tarovis is a matir, it's matir the chametz, whether it's through a halachic bittul, machalas asuros, whether it's a new mechanism, whatever it is. The tarovis creates a halos heter upon this chametz. This chametz that was ben, once in tarovis, has a heter. The heter that's held upon it, and therefore, paki isuro, to davar sheso matirin, the classical davar sheso matirin, there's a heter to it. That's one way to learn it. That's those who do not accept the Ron. Do not agree with the Ron. The Ron himself is saying, no, why is this chametz after Pesach not a davar sheish lamatirin? It's true, but tarov is a mutter. Ron will say, you want to know why? Chamor only goes around chametz be'en. Zer is not on a chametz stam, and once it's b'tarovis, there's a hutra, the isur becomes hutra. No. The thing is, the Isser is only on Chametz Ben. Chametz Ben Tarovis is a new entity. The Halacha Derabban does not recognize Chametz Ben Tarovis as subject to Isser. It's a new entity. It's not the fact that you have Chametz and you are matching the Chametz and mixing it together. When you mix the Chametz together, you say, this is not Chametz Ben anymore. It's a different entity. And that's the way Iran is learning.
Why is that different than all other Machalas Isseris? We have a concept of Tarovis of Heter B'Isser. You don't say it's not the original entity. You do say it's concept of Heter B'Isser of Tarovis,
yeah.
Tankiyakur, it's Aser.
That's
so
right.
Why should Chametz be different?
Because it's not a regular Bitl Machalas Isseris.
Why not?
That's how the Ron learns it.
Yeah, but what makes Chametz any different? How can you possibly distinguish between Chametz and all of the Machalas Isseris?
Here.
How can you say Chametz is not a Machalas Isseris?
After Pesach.
I'm sorry?
After Pesach, and it's a Knas, after Pesach.
Oh, we're talking about
after Pesach. I hope I failed. I wasn't able to say
that.
I'm sorry, I was talking too quickly. Yeah, after Pesach. I'm sorry. It's a Knas. It's not, please forgive me. It's a Knas. It's not Machalas. So, therefore, the Rush is not going to learn differently, which we're going to see in a few minutes. It's a Knas. Therefore, how do they formulate it? They formulate it as it's on the Isser's on the Chametz, and if you put it in Tarovis, and the Isser is paka. There's a heter that's chal upon this chametz. Or no, the Isser is only formulated mitzchila on chametz be'en. Once you make a tarogus, this is not the heft shel Isser anymore. This is not subject to the Isser. It's a new entity. It's like a panim chadashis. It's a new thing, and that's how the Ra is learning it. The Ra holds not a domesheish matirim because the Isser wasn't hutcher. There was no hafkos Isser. This thing is a new entity. This entity is not subject to the Isser in the first place. Therefore, there's no halos hetcher. It's just, you know, nothing to talk about. Chametz ben as long as it exists is Isser, and then whatever. Next thing is that there, I'm just jumping around the Rishonim discuss. There's a question, this is on Samech Ches Amud Aleph, the Rishonim asks here in the Avodah Zarah. And in the Avodah Zarah, Samech Ches Amud Aleph, it says that Rav held that if there was an achbar that was in Shichra, an achbar that was in this wine or this whiskey, he held that the tongue was blue in that case, there was flavor imparted to this beverage. Rav held that it's usher. And it says there Rav had was masupak. He held all suffolk, he ushered it, because this achbar is a tam pagum. It certainly is not something that enhances flavor. It harms the flavor of whatever it goes into. The achbar fell into this beverage. The Rav had a suffolk, it's tam pagum, mutter usher. So Rav is machri, and he ushered this drink, this beverage. So the Rishonim say like this. They say, look, no question. In this case, in our Gemara, Rav holds that chametz is aser b'mashehu. Any amount of chametz will aser. So they ask, don't we learn from here? Why don't we learn from here? Since chametz is aser b'mashehu, Rav himself holds that. Why doesn't he therefore say, well, of course, tam nifgam, tam pagam, mispim tam nifgam is aser? Why doesn't he say? Why do you have a suffix there? If any amount of chametz, amount of chametz will aser, then doesn't tam nifgam should be aser as well? That's the kasha. Rav Rishonim say, you're right, they have different reasons to say this is different, but that's what they asked. And Rashi himself holds Saka, that Rav holds that Tom Pugin is usher. So what's this whole question about? What's the idea to say that Rav should hold, some Rishonim do say, that Rav should hold that since Chum is usher b'mashu, this Tom of Gam is also usher? What's the relationship? So it could be like this. In terms of the Isser Chametz B'mashehu, how do we view it? I'm sorry, we're talking about Rav in terms of the Pesach. We could say that Isser Chametz B'mashehu is, or assuming it's a Chumash Rabbanim or something like Rav here, that it's a question of quality. Any chametz quality in this tarovis, also the tarovis. Doesn't matter how much it is, what type it is. Any chametz presence also is the tarovis. That's one way to learn it. If you hold that, that would say that this tam lefkam should be derived from Isser Mashu of Chametz, Asr from Mashu. That's the idea. Because any presence of Chametz whatsoever will Asr. And therefore, that's how it would include Tom Pogum of Chametz. The other way to say it is no. That the idea of Isser Mashu of Chametz is not a qualitative idea that any chametz quality is usher, whether it's the nafgam is usher, whether it's the shvach and it's a tiny amount. No, it's a quantitative idea. There's other Ron's, it's a quantitative idea. Quantitatively, an isser mashu will usher. Qualitatively, it has to have the quality of isser. It has to be nosen tam l'shvach, the quality of isser. If the tam is pugum, that doesn't count. That's not usher in the first place. That's just an isser quality to it. So again, the shahad will be whether we say that isser mashu is on a Darabonan level is because of the is an isser formulated in terms of any chametz quality, and therefore just like most chametz, this tam pogum would be also the chametz quality, so too nosen tam lefkam should be also as well. That's the idea, I think, here. Which I know isser mashu is a quantitative idea. Qualitatively, it has to meet the right qualitative standards. It's quantitative, therefore you cannot derive isser mashu derived from Isser Mashu of Chametz to Nesn Tam Lefkam, according to Rav. The next issue is as follows. Sorry. We have here, this is drawn to Lamed Aleph, by the case of Kederos, Kutners, Kalim, that were used, that are Hamish to Kalim. What do you do with them after Pesach? What's the status? The Gemara here at the Shach says, Amarav Kederos Pesach, Shaveru, Amen, the Shinu Akra Pesach, Levid, Mahu, Hushlobaminan, Kedera, Dilma Asa, Lamed, Mahu, Bamina. Rav says these Kederos are Usr. And Rav holds Hamid Shavu Pesach as Asr Min HaTorah, therefore there's Tam Isr Blua in it. In the Kedera, we're not going to allow no matter what. There's Tam, there's an Isr Deraisa inherent in these Kalim, and you can't use them after Pesach, you can't rely upon anything. But Shmuel says no. Shmuel says that Lo Yishaveru, Abomashi Lulacher is Manu Vavid Bu Shlobamino. Shmuel says no, keep the Kalim until after Pesach. After Pesach, if you can shlobamino, because they have tam derabanan in them, going off certain derabanan, whatever, or from the Rav Shimon. Therefore, you can shlobamino, and there's no problem. Because you know the Rav Shimon holds a tarovis of hamish after Pesach is going to be mature. The Rishonim asked, and the Rebbein Dovid actually asked us primarily, how can a person use kalim? We have an isser of using a kli, which is a kli isser, even if it's enu ben yom. This is enu ben yom. These are kalim that were chametik during Pesach. Now it's after Pesach. This kalim, they were chametik from before Pesach. It's after Pesach. This kalim have not had any chametik touching them for 9 days already. Why? See, if that's the case, though, you still can't use them. The kli isser, you're not allowed to use. The kli that's enu ben yom, you can't use, because you might use a kli ben yomo. Eino ben yomo, ato ben yomo. How can you go ahead and use these kalim? That's what Rishonim asked. Meir David gives two possibilities, and Tosfos seems to argue against him. Meir David says, why is it that you can use these kalim? Because the isser, the gzera, not using a kli isser for eino ben yomo, is only talking about either kalim belonging to nochrim, to goyim. If you can't go ahead and get a kli from a nochri that's not kosher, that's straight for kli, and you use it, you must kosher it first. This is not a kli of a goy, this is your own kli. Gzera doesn't apply here. Or he says, because these are clay cheris, and you can't kosher them anyway, it's not a problem. One second, please.
Wait, what's the second?
Sorry. Yeah, he says the isser of using kalim after using clay isser, enu ben yomo, is a kli that can be kosher. Since the Chum want you to kosher the kli, he said, don't use it until you kosher it. This is a case of clay cheris. We're talking about in the Gemara, he says, and therefore they can't be kosher anyway. Therefore, kli cheris, enu ben yomo, which is isser, so they can't be kosher in the first place. There's no gzeira applicable to it. You can go ahead and use it anyway. The big kiddush is not the way that we seem to, you know, assume. The whole of that's Rav Eino David. So either the gzeira is only on kalim of goyim or on kalim you can kosher. There's a kli of a Jew, which is kli cheris, and each neither a criterion. Therefore, go ahead and in a benyoma you can use it. The re though seems, this is the re in the Tosfos, the Shinhu at Achar Pesach and Lamed Aleph. The re says, you want to know why that is in this case? Because in this case, there's no problem. It was only it was only Bolea, a small amount. There's no significant Bolea. Normally, a Kli that a person gets, which he can't use, it's Eino ben yomo, it's Usr, has a lot of Bolea. Here the Bolea is insignificant, it's not substantial. The Re says, let's read the words in terms of slightly, he says that it's only a little bit of tam of isser, tam of chametz. So what's the machlokus here, whether we say what the reason is that you're allowed to go ahead and use these kalim after Pesach without koshering them? What's the reason? So again, according to Rav Eino David, the gzera is only in kalim of goyim or kalim that you can kosher. The Re says, well, the amount of bliya is really minimal. If it were a larger amount of bliya, you would not be able to use them, the Re says. There's no heter, there's no exception. But here the bliya is minimal, and therefore it's not going to affect anything, and somehow there's no problem. So you see from here the Hora Hakira, and what the Isser is, and the Hezber is for the Isser of using kalim at Re'ena ben yama, Ato ben yama. What's the idea? According to the Rav Eino David, the Hora, the idea is one in the kli. It's not the pshat that, well, do we have to worry about the bliya? Do we say there's a bliya, significant bliya, not significant bliya? The bliya is going to affect the effect. The bliya is not our issue. The issue here is the kli. Certain types of kalim of goyim, kalim that can be koshered, that's what the gezerah is upon. It's not upon the bliya. Therefore, certain kalim that are not subject to the gezerah are not subject to the gezerah. There's a patur upon them, a heter upon them. The gezerah is not only on certain kalim, not another kalim. However, the reason seems to learn that it's really on the bliya itself. Chaim says, don't use a kli that has blios of enu benyomo, acha benyomo. However, in this case, the blios are minuscule blios, this is mamash, so mashu, a kolshu, the re says, therefore there's no problem. Because again, the re is saying it's not on the kli. Ben David says it's on the kli. B says, no, it's on the kli. The gzeir of enu benyomo, acha benyomo is the isra on the bliya, the type of bliya. Therefore, the type of bliya here is not a bliya that can do anything, therefore there's no gzeir. So I think that's how you formulate the machlokes.
According to the happened to the concept of comments as Asr Bamashu, how can he say it's insignificant? But if he says it's a din in the Bliya, we know Bliya comments is Asr Bamashu. So how can this be Bliya be permitted?
This is after Pesach. This will be after Pesach. It's after Pesach, in which there's going to be bitzel anyway going on after Pesach. We all like Rav Shimon. This is within Rav Shimon.
Oh, this is going on after
Pesach, right?
Well, according to Rav Ben David, it could be talking about even doing Pesach.
Well, the Gemara is talking about after Pesach. He said, "Mashu lachers manu v'avilu bein b'mina." So it's not after Pesach.
I'm saying, according to the alumnus of Rav Ben
David. Oh, you could even use it during Pesach. You're saying.
Use it even during Pesach.
It's not.
Well, he said, "Chazal never answered any
of right. The alumnus." Right.
Then Rav Ben David will say it could be done even during.
Right. Out the kalim, you wouldn't have an issue. The only issue you'd have, you're saying because of. Zeno Ben Yomo, you're saying, yeah, you're right. It's a good, very good point. It's a big chiddush coming out of here. Very major chiddush. Very big heter. You're right. The Hari. You know, the Hari is, it logically makes sense. It's a major, major, major cooler being created in it through that. Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay. There's another shaila that we've shown them. They all discuss this idea. Is that even if we have no problem of using these kalim after Pesach, how much kalim after Pesach, whether we like the regular Ben Adav, whatever rationale we use, isn't there a problem of Latin Isra Hakila? You're going ahead and you're using kalim that have Isra Balua, Isra Chametz Balua in them, and you're using them against, and this is using them for other things. You're bringing Vatal the Tom of the Chametz, it's true, it's Tom Pugum, and Vatal the Tom Pugum of the Chametz into other foods that are Shlo Bamino, and you're going to go ahead and eat the foods. How can that be? There is no problem in Latin Isra Hakila. So there are two main.
What's the question?
You go ahead and you use these chametz to kalim after Pesach. There's bliyas of chametz, chametz shel iser. Corner of Shimon, it's also you're using them after Pesach, right? So how can you go ahead and use these kalim that have bliyas of iser after Pesach and do that lechachila for foods that are shlo b'mino, like Shmuel recommends doing? It. He says you're allowed to do. Aren't you mevatel l'tam iser in the kli?
So it's called
Eimavat. Right, in how can that be? So Shonim have two basic mahalakim here. One mahalak is as follows. The ritual breaks into three categories and requirements, but they're all the similar ideas. One idea is as follows. The Isser and the Kli is a negligible Isser. There's no Isser in Mavat. It was Balua while the Chametz was before Pesach, while it was really Hetera Bala. The Isser Balua is only a Kol Shu, they say. And it's not the end. It's not Ben. You're not taking a piece of Isser in Vatla. There's Tom Balua of Isser. And this Tom Balua came in before Pesach when it was really Hetera as Heter at the time. And also, they say it's a ritual set of things, it's a minuscule amount. It's the Kol Shu that's Balua. So either way, there's no problem in Vatla because you're not taking something that is a real Heft of Isser and dropping it in Vatla. And all you're taking a piece of, you know, some. Pork, mushers, and being vatel and some other types of things. Just a tom that is already pugum and it's no mashahu and it was balua when it was hetzer. These are the different cheshbonos that Rishonim say. The other mahalak Rishonim say, why is there no problem here? Because this kli, you have no choice. This is a case of a kli cheres, and that's a forfeit to kli if you can't. I think Tosis says that's a forfeit to kli if you can't go ahead and use it. You can't kosher it. So therefore, in vatel means you can't go ahead. and make the mitzvah. This is not b'dieved already. This kli is going to have to be destroyed, have to be thrown away if you can't use it. Therefore, you're not being vav mitzvah achila. You're doing it on a b'dieved level. You're on a b'dieved level already. You can't lose the kli. You don't have to throw out the kli. You're not required to do that. Therefore, you're allowed to do it. That's what Tosfos. That's the reading Tosfos holds here. The fundamental machlokus and vav mitzvah achila. The Tosfos seems to say, you know what? It does apply, even though it's not the end, even though Tom is pogum, and even though it's a mashu is blue, there's still a problem. Ein vav mitzvah achila, no matter what. But here we're relying upon the fact that Nebuchadnezzar is a b'dieved. The Rishonim say no. Ein vav mitzvah is somehow only if you have real presence of Isser there. But there's no presence of Isser, it's just a bli and a bli of Hector, and it's pogum already. And the Ein vav mitzvah doesn't apply there. So the question is, what is this idea of Ein vav mitzvah? So perhaps machlokus is as follows. Do we say that Ein vav mitzvah is b'chila? Is it really on the koach iser or on the shema iser? Rov Rishonim say it's on the koach iser. If you have something that has a koach iser to it, full iser, whether it's because it's the en or it's the surah bala, whatever it is, the full koach iser. That you're not allowed to be mevatel. Some mevatel the full koach iser. But here, this iser is not potent. It cannot do anything at all. It can't ask anything else. It's pogum. Is it not the en? It can't do anything. There's no potency to it. Therefore, mevatel doesn't apply. Mevatel is in the koach iser. You can't go ahead and negate the koach iser. But you're not doing that here anyway. The koach iser is gone. It's zero. It's over butal. That's Rov Rishonim. That's the Ritzvah of the Rishonim. However, the Ri seems to say, then the Shema iser. If you have Shema iser, I don't care if the iser is pogum, it's not the end, and all these other chesponos you want to make. If you have Shem iser, you cannot be mevatel as a chakir no matter what. Now, therefore, you have to rely upon the other of the Ri says. But ain't mevatel is then the Shema iser, the Ri says. Other Rishonim say, then the koach iser, the potency of the iser. That koach you cannot be mevatel. If the koach is gone, do what you want, they say. Whereas the Ri would say, no, it's then the Shema iser. Shema iser cannot be mevatel no matter what, unless you go look on the b'dieved level. This is the case here. Let's do one or two more points. There is a machlokus between the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah about if you have chametz after Pesach. And we said that if you have tarovis after chametz after Pesach, then we say Rav Shimon's matzah. But can you make that tarovis the chachila or not? That's the shaila we have here. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, yes, you're allowed the chachila to make this tarovis. You can take the chametz after Pesach, mix it up with something else, and you're fine. Rush says, no, you're not so fast. Just like any other machalas, so the Rush says, you can't be mevatel l'shul l'chachila. Rabbeinu Yonah says, yes, you can. What's this machlokus? So I think the machlokus might be as follows. That's the question.
He holds it doesn't
apply in this case. It doesn't apply. The question is why? Right.
Somehow the din of aim of Vatan.
That's right.
Right.
Make a tarovah is a chachila. The question is, how is that? The other Rishonim don't seem to agree to that because we saw they all have the problem. How can you use this kalim? Yeah, the Rosh Kosh Rabbeinu Yonah. I'll read it in the other 2 minutes. Okay, 10 seconds to read it. Be right there in a second. Atasi kasta b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah. Dafilu in erbu b'mezid mutter. You're allowed to be marav chametz b'mezid into after Pesach into other foods. The Rosh is loni hirli. The Rav lo sharel kishni sar b'meila. Al bichal shari surim. She bitlan b'mezid aser asurin. It's like any other aser. You can't do a b'mezid. So what's the machlokas here? So the chora child is like this. When we say that, there are a few ways to learn this idea, but the Chora, they're going to, I think that should have followed, is that the Rush says that, what is this din of you can make, how much tarovis is mutter? The Rush says it's a classical bittul, no different than anything else. How much after Pesach is matzah sasuros, and the idea of why it's mutter of a tarovis is really not a chiddush. It's really a tarovis like another food. It's only chiddush, it's not also mashu, but it is from a chalas sasuros, and you must do a regular, in order to be mutter, you have to have a regular bitl b'tarovis, and that you cannot do b'chachila. The Rosh says it's regular machalos asuros, and the tarovis will asur it. It will be moderate all its bitl. The Rabbeinu Yonah says the bitl is not the mechanism used here. Bitl is not being used at all here. He will learn, perhaps, like we had the idea earlier in the Ron. Ron had a chakira in the comments after Pesach, and become whether it's other Shayesh Lamatirin, we said, is it pshat, there's a chalos heter, or there are not gozer on it. So that's the way that the Rabbeinu Yonah will learn. He'll learn like the Ron was saying. Comments after Pesach, they were not gozer on it, or the mixture creates a matir, but it's not a bitl b'tarov. And this is the Shitasu, actually, these followers. I'll end with this one. Let's say, what's the shear of comments after Pesach to be usher? To be usher, or whatever. So the Ron says, could very well be that this mutter after Pesach, even if there's no sintam, just as long as rove of the mixture is not chametz, you're fine. It's fine. Go ahead and eat it. Even. So taste the chametz. Who cares? The rush doesn't bring that heter. Pashas and the rush is a sasser. That's the shitasim. Why is that? Because the rush will learn that the chametz after Pesach is like shar machal suos. There's nothing unique about it at all. There's no difference. Therefore, regular bittul applies. That's a bittul. The shishim can't be any tam and so forth. It's asur l'chachila. The Ron says that the Ron calls it isur kal. He calls it isur kal here. Run. Why is that? He says it's really not a class of machalos asuros. It's really something that the chamim asked. It's an isur chetz, you can say, but not b'toras machalos asuros. And therefore, chamim said, if you're ma'ar of it, there is no isur, or there's a heter that's the heter that pertains to it. It's not class of machalos asuros, and that's why the Rambam Shitaso holds that he says very likely even if you still have the tam, as long as rove is not chametz, it's still mutter. It's not a class of machalos asuros. That's an isur kal in the Shitaso.